T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. We ain't scared of none of you. I got a major show announcement off the break here. We got a busy, busy show. PFT Commenter will join us, as well as Nui Scruggs, covers the Cowboys down for NBC in Dallas. But, Landfill, I don't know how you haven't taken to the streets with this yet. Landfill is prepared to start selling merch. And the T-shirts are phenomenal. I have no idea that these will ever be real, and I'm guessing they will not be, but you can order a picture of Landfill, and it says, "Are you sitting down, Landfill?" And he says, "Always." You can order a picture of me asking, "Have y'all tried Blue Chew yet?" Or a picture of B-Mitch, "Can they hear me eating on air?" So we're working on that. We're going to work on the rollout. Obviously, the biggest story in football is Tua Tagovailoa last night. If you listen to the doctors on Twitter, and apparently everybody went to medical school that is able to log into a free website, Tua shouldn't have been playing last night after the big hit he took Sunday in the win over the Bills. I think you can ask real questions if he should have been playing. I don't know. But at some point, we're all such skeptics and cynics of everything that happens in pro football. Like, a series of people approved him playing yesterday. It wasn't as cut and dry as people make it seem, like, oh, the doctors are lying. The doctors are lying, the players lying, the coaches are lying. Everybody's lying in a sport with nonstop media attention and nothing got leaked out. At one of the most visible positions in professional sports across the world, maybe everybody's lying. I'm not discounting it, but I find it hard to believe. But damn, if it wasn't scary last night when he took that hit. And, dude, the weirdest part is it didn't even seem like that big of a hit. He kind of got rolled up, and I don't know, man. It was a weird, ugly situation, and when you see, like, kind of the hands curl up like that, it gets just scary, and you hope he's okay. The other side of the football, you had Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. But more than any of it, you had those Bengals white uniforms, which were just so juicy. I think those might be, I don't want to jump to conclusions because I love the Chargers when they wear the powder blue. Like, there are some good alternate unis out there. I'm excited to see the Commanders wear the blacks. But those Bengals all whites are just phenomenal. And I'd argue the coolest part, that not every team does this, but when the fact that they did the end zone all white also with the Bengals logo made it just so much cooler. Landfill, some of the super fans, Richmond John and Cody Betts, are asking me, did we play the closing song with the opening song? It's Freaky Friday. Duh. Sometimes you got to flip it up. Right now, it's a 4-man show with just me and Landfill. So we're making it work. All right? Landfill's computer crashed. We got a new guy, Mike, that already quit, I think. He left. So we're making it work. Don't worry about it. We were able to hook Drab up a little bit this morning. Our guy Drab got a new cup. There is nobody on the planet that deserves the Washington mug more than our guy Drab T-shirt, who's from the state of Washington and works in Washington, D.C. And Drab is a diehard Seahawks fan, but by osmosis deals with the Commanders and their predecessors at an incredibly high rate. I got to talk to Brian last night. We were talking about that football game. What up, B? Good morning.
What up, man?
How do you do?
I'm doing well, brother. How you doing?
Have you seen the merchandise that tech executive Cody Betts is now trying to sell?
I have not seen it. Is it still pink?
No, although it'll probably come out pink. They're supposed to be black T-shirts. He's got one. He's got a picture of you eating while on air, and the caption says, "Can they hear me eating on air?"
For real?
Yeah. He's got one of me in a provocative pose saying, "Have y'all tried Blue Chew yet?"
I think he should put that stuff on the market. It'll sell, bro. Listen, hey, crazy stuff go viral.
What'd you think of those Bengals unis last night?
I kind of like them because they're not that looking like, you know, it doesn't look like they're Halloween, per se.
I thought they were awesome.
The white and black, just plain white and black works for me sometimes.
Well, the Saints roll out. Don't the Saints roll out in alternate whites where it's like gold trim that I think are pretty fresh? Sometimes I think you're right. Like, simpler is better. I'm excited to see the Commanders wear the blacks this weekend.
What's it saying? Less is more?
Yeah. Less is more.
That's it.
What'd you think of the Tua hit and kind of the reaction everybody last night?
What I think is Tua had a concussion. I think the independent doctors that the NFL is sending out, they need to be checked. Because in the game that he was, he stumbled and went back to the ground and went back into the game, it's obvious that somebody did not know how to do their job or was incapable of doing their job. Last night he gets hit again. Listen, that was a concussion last week. I don't give a damn what they say. The guy stands up, he's like, oh, looking, and he stumbles. It had nothing to do with his back. And then you look at the reaction and how his hand was up last night. That's all that stuff has a lot to do with the brain. And, you know, you just got to protect guys from themselves. And a lot of these coaches, their stress level to win makes them do some stupid things. You know, you got to take care of them more. You know, if we're going to talk about concussions, we're going to talk about protecting players, then we damn well better be doing what we say we're going to do.
I'm gonna use that as a segue here, B. Mm-hmm. We got PFT comments are coming up at 11. But I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
I was listening to the Junks driving in this morning. I was listening to EB, who has some confidence, it sounds like, that the Commanders are going to be able to turn things around this weekend.
And what gives him that confidence?
Well, and then I recorded a podcast this morning with Mitch and Pete. And both of those guys have this confidence that the Commanders are going to turn things around. And
why?
So I want to ask you this question. The Commanders are going against the best pass rush in the NFL. I think we can say that. At least the stats will bear that out through three weeks. And there's this thinking that the Commanders, that there's kind of three things. Because I don't think the defense played that poorly against Philly. They just give up way too many explosive plays.
Yeah.
So let's start with this baseline that we think for the first time this season and arguably for 2 years, they're going to stop the explosive plays. Let's start with this baseline that is probably too generous to begin with, but we'll start there.
Yeah.
So then offensively, you need three things to happen. You need Scott Turner to recognize that you got to run this thing quicker and you got to stick with the run game.
Yep.
You need the offensive line to perform at a much higher level against a much tougher opponent.
Okay.
And I'd argue above all else, you need Carson Wentz to perform at a much higher level than he did last week, or really that he has in 8 out of 12 quarters. Maybe 10 out of 12 quarters. But we'll be generous and say 8 out of 12 quarters. You need all three of those things to happen concurrently. And there seems to be this confidence level that it'll all happen.
But see, that's
do you share that confidence level?
If it was one level, maybe two, I can start to understand where they're coming from. But you just said Scott has to realize the offensive line has to play better. The defense has to stop the explosive plays. Carson Wentz got to play better. They need to speed some things up. That's like five. So is my confidence level there? No, my hope is there. My hope level is there. Let's say that I think EB, I think Mitch, I think Pete. It's their hope level. It's not no confidence level. Because I bet you none of them are putting money on it.
I kind of bet Mitch will, knowing
okay.
Mitch. But
I hear you.
We'll see.
I don't think this is going to be a blowout. Like, I'm not expecting 24-0 at halftime. Here's where I would – and maybe because we got a condensed show today, we got a Nats game, we're probably not going to be able to do Ask B. Mitch anything later, so maybe I'll open the phone lines up early today.
Uh-huh.
People seem convinced – maybe not everybody, but a portion of people – also, B. Mitch, I want you to know I'm currently not wearing shoes, which in this studio is pretty gross – but people seem confident that things will turn around this week. My counter to that is, and there's this theory, they watch the film from that Eagles game and know that it's just rock bottom and you can't have that again. Did they not watch the film from the first half of the Detroit game? Because it was pretty awful there too.
Yeah.
And I don't know that a ton changed.
I would love to ask all three of those guys straight up, though, Jay. Like, what gives you great confidence?
Me?
It
honestly,
seems
B,
to me
you know my theory that
that's more hope than actual confidence, because I don't think you can just
go out there and just say, based off of anything you've seen, that that is what they're going to do. So I don't understand.
The biggest thing that gives me confidence, Brian, is that the NFL is a wacky league, and that whenever you are convinced that something, that one result is going to occur, often the other result occurs. But that was also my theory last week against the Eagles. And sure enough, the Eagles just rolled.
Uh-huh.
So I don't have a ton of confidence going into this week.
See, the thing for me is I have not seen a game, preseason, regular season this year, to where everything worked. In the first game, they won. But everything didn't work. In the second game, nothing worked early. Then some things began to work late. In the third game, we are saying the defense played better because they only scored 24 and they only scored in three quarters. But I threw out something yesterday like, well, don't you think the Eagles pulled back, dialed back a little bit in the second half? They never had to really – they never were challenged or anything. But offensively, nothing worked. So now somebody going to tell me everything is going to work now? I don't know how you could derive from – how you could derive that at that point. When what you've seen has been everything doesn't work.
Now,
as I said, my hope meter is high as hell.
Totally.
But if you had to narrow me down and say I got to put my life on it.
Are correct.
Yeah.
I hope like crazy they're correct.
But this is the thing, though, okay? Mitch and Pete came into the show on what day?
Tuesday, I think.
Tuesday, they had no hope. And all of a sudden, last night, they got hope now?
That's the remarkable thing about Ashburn syndrome.
Were you drinking? did they get inebriated or something? Because on Tuesday, right there in our faces on air, none of them showed any confidence.
How about this? Of the three reasons for offensive confidence that I've laid out, how would you rank them? Wentz plays better, line plays better, Turner calls a different game.
I'll go Turner calls a different game, Wentz plays better than Well, I have to go to line plays better than Wentz, because if the line don't play better, Wentz ain't going to play better.
B, what I saw on Sunday, and it was one poor performance, right?
Yeah.
But what I saw from Carson Wentz on Sunday was more troubling than what I saw from the offensive line, and more troubling than what the play calling was. I think they should have stuck with the run more on Sunday. Last week against the Eagles, they didn't. But they were, the game situation didn't really allow them to.
Yeah, it didn't, but I think what I see is this. If Carson begins to play worse when he assumes or knows he's not going to have protection. So that's why I go with the line first. Because in that game, I watched Carson Wentz look at the pass rush more than he looked down the field. But if Scott Turner calls a quick game, I believe, and like he did in the first game, then I think Carson could get the ball in his hands. He did it in the first game, so he's capable of doing it. But if you start dropping back and those pass rushers start getting after him and you don't stick to the run, or if they're beating him so bad pass rushing that they're going to stop the run by doing that, then the line is not playing good, which means Carson won't play good. So I go Scott, line, Carson.
I got the same order as you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why Scott didn't stick with it last week, both the run game and the quick game that we saw have some success in the second half against Detroit. But I think they were surprised by the ferocity of the Eagles' interior pressure early on in that game. And then I think Carson was just shook. And I don't think Bill Walsh could have come down from heaven and started calling plays, and I don't think it would have really made a difference.
Yeah, he got
Joe shook. Gibbs could have flown up from Charlotte at halftime and started calling plays.
This is the question I'll ask. We know that the Dallas Cowboys' pass rush is special. We don't give the same level of respect to their run defense. But I ask the question. Do we have that level of confidence that our interior line could block the guys that are going to generate their run defense?
I mean, you got your third center in 3 weeks, most likely. I mean, I suppose Wes Schweitzer could get released from the concussion protocol, but I highly, highly, highly doubt it.
Okay,
you got your third center in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Who, another symptom of Ashburn syndrome is everybody is saying he'll be better than Schweitzer. This dude was on the street last week.
Mm-hmm. Was he in anybody's training camp?
I don't believe so.
So we all know you don't play
Maybe he is better. Like, I'm not ruling it out. But
yeah. But it's not the fact that he's better or not. Is he in football shape? Does he know all their calls?
I asked Leno about that yesterday. He said, man, a veteran like this, he's gonna hit the ground running. What the hell is Leno supposed to say?
A veteran like that will hit the ground running if he's been in this offense. If he hasn't been in this offense and know their calls, no, he's not going to hit the ground running. He's going to hit the ground and give you his best effort. He'll probably fare better than a young guy. But no, he's not going to hit the ground running because he's going to have some hiccups. And hiccups cause a lot of problems. Especially if you're the guy calling the calls. Are they going to have somebody else calling for him?
He hasn't started a game since 2020.
Mm.
So, that's, 2 years. He was on the Raiders last year. He didn't start a game.
Okay.
I mean, he played, for everybody that's telling me that he's going to be better, he played 7 offensive snaps last year.
Yeah.
7. That is only 7 more than Landfill played. You can count it on one hand. So,
and I'll probably put my money on Landfill.
And B, you know who I'm still more worried about than him?
Who?
Trey Turner, right guard.
I forgot who I was talking to yesterday, but Trey Turner is their concern as well.
Yeah, it was somebody. It was anyone that's watched a game. That's who you were talking to.
He is definitely their concern. He's like, what? Dude, it's troubling. I'm just going to, that's the word I'm going to use today, troubling.
Bemidji and Findlay, MGM National Harbor listener lines now open. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Are you optimistic? And if so, why? I want you to be optimistic. I encourage it. Tell me why. Don't go anywhere. You listen to Bemidji and Findlay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bemidji and Findlay, you hear that music? You know what that means.
Yeah, Vodka Red Bull Friday, baby.
It means it's a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Scotty's handcrafted vodka. Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV. If you're sitting at home, you don't have to drive anywhere. Go pour yourself a Scotty's and relax. Yeah. A little bit of ice, a little bit of Red Bull. Let's have a day, folks. There's a hurricane coming. Might as well get wasted. Now, Brian, I have an announcement for you.
What's that?
We got a new guy. Jeff Walker, apparently permanently injured with his hand. So they brought in Mike.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question real quick, though.
Sure.
Jeff can't walk? His name's Jeff Walker, and he can't walk? I mean, he has another hand, doesn't he?
B, I don't know. I know that he can walk, and I know he has another hand. But whatever. Brian, Mike is here today. Mike's a good-looking young man. He looks like he works out. Short haircut. A little reddish tint to that hair, perhaps. Kind of looks like he could be like a cousin of Carson Wentz, honestly.
All right. Is he?
Perhaps.
We got to watch what we say today?
Here's what I know will happen with Mike here in the midday slot is we're going to build him up, make him a really valuable radio piece, and he'll either get moved to another show or get a job at a tech company. That's generally how this goes.
That's how it goes with us.
But you might get moved to another show and then get to host a podcast.
Yeah, dude. They're running ads for the Stallion now.
Damn, man. What are we, the Jumpstart crew or something?
Life in middays. But Mike, in the commercial break, said, so, JP, what do you think about the plus three? Talking about the Commanders getting three. And I said, Mike, what are your reasons for optimism? And he explained to me. I would put Mike on a microphone, but they're doing like computer work. They're trying to hack into the mainframe or something over there. He said, well, they held Philly scoreless in the second half. Hey, he's not wrong. It's accurate.
Yeah, but JP, you've been around football long enough, and Mike, I want you to learn something, young man. When a team is up 24-0, they normally pull off. They don't keep going on the accelerator. Why they do that in the NFL, I don't know. But they do it all the time. Did this team ever get close to where they had to go again? No. The score was 24-0. Then it went to 24-2. Then it went to 24-8. And we didn't get close again. So what did they have to do in the second half? In high school, I was in a parish meet, like counties up here. I jumped 23.8 and a half on my first jump. I never jumped again the rest of the damn day. When we went to the finals, the 23.8 and a half was still the longest jump. So I never jumped. That's kind of what Philly did. So, yes, we can see there and take that, but we can't give all the credit to Washington because the other team wasn't really going after us like they were going after us before.
I think there's some truth there. But listen, man, I want to know.
I'm just trying to educate. I want to educate Mike, man. I want to educate him the whole way. I don't want to have him go out there and not understand that aspect of it.
Don't educate him too quick. Otherwise, he's going to get a job at a tech company in the next month. Let's at least keep him around a little while.
All right. Forget I said all that, Mike.
Rick is in North Carolina. Ricky, why are you optimistic?
Hey, good morning, guys. You gotta keep hope alive. I mean, eventually, hopefully they can put it together, especially in the first half. I mean, you know, you hate watching these games and the game is over after, you know, the first half. I just want to see them come out with some fire, man. The team, they kind of, you know, follow what Ron's demeanor is on the sidelines, man. Ron just—I don't know. It seems like I think Ron has lost something, because we want that Ron that gave that fiery speech. You remember they played something from back when he was Carolina and he was cussing and ranting and raving.
Yeah, the Amazon show.
We need that Ron to fire this team up, because the team doesn't pay with. I don't know. It just seems like they don't come out with any energy. I mean, it's just. You know, and then by the time they get some energy, they're out of the game. So, you know, I have optimism, but I really don't think they're going to beat Dallas. I mean, it just seems like they're overmatched talent wise. I mean, you know, all we have is just a bunch of average players, especially after the defensive line. You know, most of the back seven, I just consider them just average players, and no one really get you excited or, you know, talent-wise. And thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, buddy.
That was an optimistic call. It ended up being it made me go down, man.
Yeah. We're taking optimistic calls, and he's like, I think they're average and they're going to get their ass kicked.
Basically, yeah.
Landfill, where are you on the optimistic meter? Because, I mean, if there's one thing I go to Jim Andrew Mullins the 10th for, it's for optimism.
Yeah, that's what I'm known as. I have that reputation as Mr. Optimism. They're going to lose. I don't know that it'll be an embarrassment. I'm not actually as impressed by Cooper Rush as some people, but I don't think they're going to get their faces completely beaten in like they have the past 2 weeks, but they're going to lose.
I think they can win this game. I want to be clear. I'm not telling you that it's doomsday going to Dallas, but they've been down 22-0 and 24-0 in the first half of the last two games. They're down another offensive lineman. Charles Leno, I've developed a little bit of a rapport with Leno. He looked me in the eye and told me he's not worried about playing Sunday. I believe him. I think he's going to be out there. Sam Cosmi, I think, hyperextended his knee last week. Those are your two tackles. Leno's been dealing with a shoulder. Cosmi is practicing, and he's a young guy and looks to be okay. But neither of those guys are 100%.
It's a new thing going around, JP. If you keep saying something enough, you'll start to believe it. Well, that's an old thing, but it's became prevalent over the last few months or so. But I just think that when you just said about Leno being a little injured, Cosmi being hurt, the interior, we've seen how they played and they're hurt, and there are new people there. When you're losing people at key positions like that and having injuries occur at key positions, I don't know how you could be super optimistic then. You know, if the third guard, that backup had gotten nicked up, and that's like he doesn't matter. But when your center and your main people are the ones that's nicked up, the guys that you're depending on, I don't know where the great optimism will come from. So every time I hear somebody say they're optimistic, I'm going to hear that they're hopeful.
I got my guy John in Silver Spring has a theory for you, B. Johnny, hit me with it. Why are you optimistic?
I'm not sure if it's optimistic or I'm not being negative, but my question to you guys is, do you guys think many are going to watch the game this Sunday only because they want to see the new look black uniforms on the field? Or are they really watching the game because they're optimistic that we might pull out a win, or they're just interested in seeing how they played it Sunday?
I
thanks for the call, John.
I talked to a couple people who I consider true football people last night. And you know what they were talking about more than anything? The damn black uniforms. And that made me upset. because I viewed the people as like football people. But they was, man, the New Jerseys. I'm like, what the hell? What does that have to do with anything? And just, what, Wednesday or Thursday when we first said it, we kept talking about that's not going to help you win a game, but you and I did almost two segments about it. It's a smokescreen, man. And I like the black jerseys. I will love one. But right now, that's unimportant to me.
It's if Ron likes to differentiate between what's important and what is interesting, the black uniforms are interesting,
mm-hmm.
not important. Quick break. We'll take your calls. PFT commenter joins us at 11. We're going to ask him if he's optimistic. And hell, maybe these black uniforms will be the reason they win. There's no wrong answer. There's no wrong answer. Why are you optimistic? Don't go anywhere. Let's go. When I walk in the club.
All eyes on me.
B. Mitch and Finley, Vodka Red Bull Friday, powered by Scotty's.
We
Scotty's handcrafted
rock.
Vodka. Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV. Here's what I need you to do. Next time you go into a bar, ask for a Scotty's and soda. If they don't have it, say, cool, no sweat, but I prefer Scotty's, and I'd like it if you'd order some. That's what I'm asking all of our listeners to do.
Next time you read that read, don't say amazingly smooth. Say amazingly B. Mitch.
Well, no, it's about me because it's Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout
JP,
the DMV.
JP, you're not smooth.
I'm Maryland made and loved throughout the DMV.
I went to a place last night and somebody walked up and said, man, please tell JP to stop singing.
Well, you tell them I'm going to keep singing. So
see, they say if you won't sing, then you can be smooth. If you sing, you're not smooth.
All eyes on me. I got good news and I got bad news, Brian.
I'll take the good first.
Well, we're all going to get rich. Okay. Me, Landfill, new guy okay. Mike, and B. Mitch.
See, we just said something in the break to not do, and here you go about to do it.
Well, no, we're not letting anybody else in because when you get in on the ground floor of an investment, you can't just sell off your shares because we're going to get rich. Here's the plan.
Oh, that's right.
We have put in an all bird team parlay. Landfill, hit me with the details.
All right, we're taking the Ravens +3 against the Bills, the Seahawks +4 against the Lions, the Eagles -6.5 against the Jags, the Falcons +1.5 against the Browns, and the Cardinals +1.5 against the Panthers.
All the bird teams, we're all putting in $5. So that is $20 between four of us. I can do that math. What does it pay out, Landfill? How rich are we going to be?
$470.37.
Woo! Woo!
That equates to more than $100 per man.
About 15, 19, something like that.
I was correct. More than 100 per man.
Yeah.
That's the good news. I got a little bit of bad news, though.
What's the bad news?
Our guy Ben White, chief economic correspondent for Politico, tweeted this out. He said, and this is a quote from Jeffrey Roach, the chief economist for LPL Financial. I don't know much about Mr. Roach, but he sounds important.
All right.
Mr. Roach says, recession looks more likely in early 2023 as the economy eventually breaks under the pressure of an aggressive Federal Reserve. Well, that sucks. And I asked Ben White, are you more optimistic about the Commanders in Dallas or the economy in 2023? And he said, still the economy. Now, thank you, Landfill. It is entirely possible the Commanders win this thing. And my guy, this dude's name is Hot Rob, which you better be hot if you're going to call yourself Hot Rob.
Hot Rob. That's hot. Like call yourself delicious.
That's a delicious. All right. Hot Rob has a theory, and I like it. Hot Rob, go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, I think Cowboys are very self-destructive. They're undisciplined, and as the previous caller said, I have to disagree with him. He said we have average players. I think we have a lot of great players, but subpar leadership. So I think we can pull off this game.
All right.
I appreciate you, Hot Rob. Call in anytime. Hot Rob gets to the top of the list.
Hot Rob.
That's an optimistic fellow, Landfill. It's entirely possible the Cowboys come out and barf on their shoes. Zeke Elliott's kind of washed. I don't love their offensive line. I think they're starting. Aren't they starting Jason Peters, who they signed last week? Like,
yeah. And
I'll give you real reasons for optimism.
But let me ask you this question.
When maybe Montez Sweat goes nuts on Jason Peters.
But Jason Peters didn't play left tackle. He played left guard. They put the young kid, 73, at left tackle. And that kid was all over the damn field. And Jason Peters was mauling the people he was blocking. So, yes, Jason Peters has slowed down. But they are smart enough to say, don't put him at left tackle. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They put him inside to where he has help, he has that those people in, on either side of him, and now you got to manhandle him. He don't get manhandled very much. As I said, this optimism is hope. Every time somebody say optimistic, it's hopeful in my book. That's what I'm hearing.
Hope is not a strategy. We're aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't. Going up against Philly last week, the Eagles are approaching wagon territory. They look quite good. They look good defensively. They look good offensively. They've got one of the best O-lines in the NFL. They've got one of the best receivers in the NFL in A.J. Brown, stud tight end. The Eagles look good. I'm not sure the Cowboys do. I'm not sure they don't, but they beat a Giants team that's a fraud. They did beat the Bengals. They got a good defense.
Last week, going into the Eagles game, it was you and a lot of people were saying Jalen Hurts got to prove it. Jalen Hurts hadn't done this. He was showing you what he was. But we refuse to believe what we see until they do it to us. You look at Dallas' defense, they're damn good against the pass rush. And they have been okay against the run. Not awesome. You look at Cooper Rush, he's been damn good. He hasn't been average. He's been bailing out quarterback, consistent. Okay, he doesn't do the crazy stuff. Tony Pollard can play. So we have to understand, yeah, we want to have our team win, but we downplay. But we downplay a team. Now the Eagles are great because they came and ran through us. Before we played them, we didn't think they were great. We thought Jalen Hurts was a fraud too. We thought he got to prove himself. I guess he did. So what I've seen so far from Dallas, I'm worried. I'm hopeful, but I'm worried.
PFT commenter joins the program next. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.